Hi, Saeed.
How you doing, Mel?
Oh my God, amazing. How are you?
I'm good. The weather today, right?
Ooh, hot.
This is the reason why I moved here, to tell you the truth.
Is it cold in Oakland?
You know what? It is. It is usually in the Bay Area. It's always a kind of clouds in a sense.
Would you always need a layer when you leave the house?
I do. I do bring a layer. Mm. But when I first moved to LA, which was a year ago, I think I told you it was raining nonstop that November. It was the most rain in the history of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. We remember.
It rained for like three. No, I remember the most. Mm. It rained for like 3 months.
Yeah.
But this is the type of weather that I was expecting.
Yeah. It's finally, we've come to the moment.
The full circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Saeed, we've got a very special treat today.
I know.
We have a really fun guest. Saeed is opening his mind. He's opening his mind because readers, listeners, today our guest is celebrity tarot card reader, Angie Banicki.
Yeah.
Welcome, Angie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, we can't disclose like Angie's client list, obviously, but let's just say a lot of heavy hitters, A-listers, agents from like the big three, all the decision makers in Hollywood literally turn to Angie for the answers.
So we're
also turning to Angie for the answers.
100%.
So, Angie, we have like a lot of listeners who are like pivoting into a writing career from like something else or like, you know, make a different walk of life. So can you tell us how you pivoted into becoming a celebrity tarot card reader from like Hollywood publicist?
Sure. I mean, the pivot really forced itself on me, which I'm sure some people that are pivoting in the in a similar way, right? You tap into a gift or like something you're really interested in, and then you can't ignore it. Mm-hmm. For me, around 33, I had started feeling like this job I'm doing now just isn't fulfilling anymore, even though I thought I could do it forever. Mm. And like, it's just not, but actually I'm going to take it one step further from the pivot. And maybe this is going to help some of you that are pivoting it. So I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be throwing big parties and getting celebrities to do stuff with brands. And I just was like, it's not fun anymore. And I started having dreams and things, and I was doing the cards for fun, but like very much like never doing this as a job. Mm. And then I remember the moment, like sort of this month, I would say, where all of a sudden I was like, cause I would have brands pay me like 10 grand a month to be working with them. And I was like, someone had told me just like, just start charging $100. Mm-hmm. People are asking you for it. And I remember one day being like, I don't care about them. Like, it feels so good to sit with someone and have them like walk out of my house and be like, thank you so much. You know, where I was like, the brand's like, yeah, good job for getting us like the celebrity. Yeah. And it really like, I was like, this is all I want to do. But now I'm having like this weird moment, which I feel is sort of a kind of trend now too, where a lot of my friends and clients are going through this moment of like, maybe they've already had the pivot, but they're having the second pivot. Mm. And it's sort of like, how do I combine the old, or even if you just had your first job, but you're like, but in high school, I enjoyed this kind of stuff. Mm. There's something about combine. Like, I'm having this moment of like, how am I combining the tarot and the part of me that's so fucking good at bringing people together and making magic happen in a social way.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to look back and be like, oh, I thought it was completely done, but now how do I take, and maybe that's even just fueling, like you said, you have a lot of audience members that are writing and like how they're taking what they were doing before and like integrating that with the writing or into the writing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Saeed came to this career from rapping.
Yeah, I did. I had like a whole rap music career that I thought was going to be it. And then I just reached a point maybe like 6 years ago. But it's funny because I went to college and I got a degree in screenwriting. But I pivoted and just, I was doing music for like 15 years and then it reached a point where I was just like, all right, I don't love this anymore.
Yeah.
It's not satisfying me. I feel like I reached a ceiling and I was like, all right, it's time for me to like go back to this that I've done before. And so I ended up taking a class one summer in screenwriting and then I just kept doing it. And then it ended to this career, which is, it's interesting because like 10 years ago, I would never... Man, yeah, damn near 10 years ago, I would have never imagined, in 2014, I would have never imagined that I'd be doing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, now, Saeed has never
No.
Had a card pulled for him or anything. So he's really opening himself up to this. So like, first of all, like hats off to Saeed for like being so open. I will just say that I did see live Angie pull cards for Gerard Carmichael for like the first time ever.
Oh my God.
He was like, oh my God. Like
he was thinking about that.
He was like, my mother warned me about black magic. Like it was so intense. I was so scared.
No, hey, Gerard Carmichael was one of my favorites too. His special was amazing, but that's super dope. Okay, yeah. So if Gerard Carmichael did it,
he did it. Yeah. But then his whole stand-up, I was like, I fucking
That was an amazing stand-up, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously we've got questions about the industry. We know 2023 it was bleak. There was a writer's strike.
Yeah.
There was an actor strike.
Yes.
Yep. What we need to know, Angie. What does 2024 look like for the entertainment industry?
Oh, we haven't looked at anything like this. No. Okay. Oh, we're just like going straight
we're
into
going
this.
In. We're going in.
Guys, like I've had no warm up, so here we go. Okay.
Okay. Angie's shuffling the cards.
Okay. Yep.
And these are amazing looking cards, by the way.
Thank you. This is my new deck. So now you
oh my gosh.
See, like, oh my God. Which comes out in April. Okay. Let's see. What do we think about the entertainment, like where entertainment is going this year?
2024.
Okay, what do we need to know about the entertainment business? I also am gonna mention I channel through music too, so I'm gonna I have this song list playing and it might give us some stuff there too.
Let's go.
And the song playing is In the Waiting Line.
Oh my goodness.
So you know there's a little bit of waiting still happening with the Okay. Wow. All right. So it's funny because I'm going to pull a lot more, but just to start, this overall is like, it feels like the message is this isn't about choosing where it's going or like deciding what it's going to look like, but instead tapping into your community, like I get community. So that would be like, you know, if you're on a writer's table, if you're like who your people are, or if you have your agents, you're like da da da. But it's really about the people, the community, and the creative. Like, so it's funny because the cards are almost yelling at you. They're like, this first card is like, there's nothing to figure out. Like there's nothing to do except really lean into the people and like what you want to be creating. That said, now let's like pull a little more.
Yeah.
But that makes sense with the waiting line. Cause it's almost like we're formulating, right? We're like, we're seeing where I was at an engagement party and like the whole table, everyone was like not really talking. All of a sudden I was like, wait, do you have a show? And then everyone opened up and was talking about like how a writer's room got cut. Right. Yeah. And then he was like, and I don't know if I'll ever do TV again after this was his show. And then hearing someone else, it was just wild to listen to everyone's stories and like how I look at these cards and I'm like, it makes sense where it's like, who are our people?
Yeah.
Who we want to create, but like, you can't decide. Like this guy was like, I don't know if I'll keep doing TV. And I was like, what? And he had like three big shows, you know?
Wow.
And so to me, there's like, lean into what you know or who you want to be working with and what you want to be creating.
That's dope.
But we are in this like middle space. Like we are in the in-between of the next phase of what entertainment is going to look like.
Oh my God, I'm scared. What is it going to look like?
But also this is funny because, I mean, it's showing me more sort of shakeups. And it's funny because what I feel, this feels like in the next 6 months, like this first half of the year, it's almost like things, it would be like, we're forcing you to see how it needs to start working. And for some people that's going to be uncomfortable. For others that might be exciting, but it's just we're seeing, like, I look at this and I'm like, the next 6 months are starting to give you a glimpse of like how it's changing. And financially, that's not going to feel good.
That's a good point.
But it's a great note. But this card is like, but it's good for those who are willing to take risks or to do things that aren't about the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's funny because to me, until November, I'm giving that date. Because this other stuff feels like just, it's like a little wavy. But until November... it's like what just hit me is like, I feel there's something about how to choose to show the entertainment. Like what hit me was sort of like the networks versus like,
yeah,
the Netflix, like all the things. Yeah. There's something about like, cause there's something big that these cards are like, you're going to be frustrated by how some people are doing it. And the more you're like, to me, if you're a creator and creating your own thing, it's like not choosing how you're going to show or not choosing how you want to reveal all of it. Does that make sense? What's the next song? Oh, it's still in the waiting line.
Oh, wow.
We're waiting for it. Okay. Ask me, I mean,
that's
that,
dope.
That, but I will just say this, yeah, that overall was super, super positive,
okay,
which is a good sign. And then this just felt like, yeah, the next 6 months feels like wavy, sort of shaking it a little bit. And then it's almost like you get excited about what risks you want to take. And I don't know what November, well, obviously like politically, and there's a lot happening in November.
Yeah.
And this felt like though, almost like with the aftermath of that is like part of the wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my dope. God.
Because it felt like late November. Okay.
That's interesting though. Cause even the part about being with your team or group or whatever, it's funny because I'm scheduling like a team meeting soon, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yes,
even then I'm like, that's exactly the thing I'm on right now. And the next 6 months for me personally are a lot of question marks, you know, of stuff that I don't have control over. That is out of my control.
But wait, so why don't we look more directly for you?
Yeah,
I think we should. I don't know if I want to.
He's nervous. Like Gerard was nervous.
Okay.
He's scared.
Wait, when's your birthday?
October the 4th.
Oh, you're the Libra.
He's the Libra.
And Libra now is like, well, it's funny because you're the 5th? Wait, what did you say, the 4th?
October the 4th, yeah.
The 4th. But you're the
5th. A blessed day.
Thank you so much, Mel.
Well, it's funny. Can I just give you, even in the numerology, this year for you is all about like passion project. Like it really, that idea of the money, like this year is like, we are helping you build a foundation from which to like grow from.
Yeah.
But that means that it's not about, it's really like setting that foundation, like making sure the people fit, making sure like the stuff you're working on is what you really truly are passionate about. It's like, it's a good year for love too. Like, but it is like sort of how you want to like, where you want to build from. Yeah. It's like the platform. So it's almost like this year, and a lot of anyone who wants to really like push things to happen will feel a struggle in the 4 year. But if you look at it as like, this is me build where I want to build from, this is what I'm going to build out, then it's like a great year. Like, but if you're like, I needed this to happen by this time, like that's where you'll feel like the struggle. But if you're just like, this is like what I'm planting, this is what I'm building, like it's a great, so like, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, good. Do you want me to pull a few?
Yeah, he does.
Look
he
at Mel. Does. Mel, really be sure you're coming up next.
Wait, this is so weird. We were just talking about her before we got on, but the song playing is Me with an exclamation point by Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. And we just were talking about Taylor Swift.
We walked in and we were like, well, the news just blew up.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's just happening.
Okay, what are we telling... I'm gonna do a fuller spread for you. You wanna look at the year?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Why not?
We'll see what you need to know. Okay, wait, are you moving?
I just moved.
Oh good. Okay.
I just moved.
All right, good. Wait, like just moved like recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the we're gonna talk about. Oh wow.
Right now she's turning over my cards.
Okay. So all right. What's behind you is like, this shows, well, it's great. You already have like learned the lesson, or you are in a place in life where you are living from gratitude. Like to me, this card behind you, I'm like, you have like family, you have abundance. You really are in appreciation of everything in life. And so you're coming into this year in a very like strong way, and you know where you want to go. It's funny. The move felt important. The only other thing I would say is like, it is really, well, it's funny. Obviously, we're doing this podcast. I was going to say, it's really important that you are using your voice, but also in a way that's like, don't be afraid to like really say the things that might feel uncomfortable. So, you know, when you're talking about your people and like who's ever like supporting you, your agent, whatever, like
those
your team.
Those
uncomfortable conversations are really important for you now. And it also feels that way. Are you in a relationship?
No, but I'm dating with intention this year. So here we go.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that the family and relationship comes through in here in a very strong way. And in a way that feels really close.
Ah, like, interesting. Okay. All right.
That's exciting.
It's like good news. Yeah, like as part of this foundation. Like I don't get it. And I'm like, yeah. Your superpower, which is like great. Is like your superpower, this card, the sun, is all about like letting yourself shine. What were you gonna say about the sun?
What's crazy is my name is Saeed. The meaning is like one who smiles, and so it's like joy, like
yes!
like bright, like that's insane.
Oh my god,
that's your superpower.
Oh my god.
And like, look, it's like you as a baby.
Yes, exactly. It is. And it's smiling. I think. Let me see.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
I mean, you don't understand. This is literally
that
as
is
a baby.
That is me as a baby. That is me as a baby for sure. This is crazy. That's dope. Yes.
So that's your superpower. It's like be in your joy and let yourself, because that card is all about just attract. It's like you, things work for you when you just let yourself like magnetize what you need.
Yeah.
Relationship is important. Like that comes through in here.
Good.
And I would even say in dating, don't be afraid to like, say the things that
interesting.
And like when I said have the uncomfortable, like don't be afraid to be.
I just did that, as a matter of fact. I did have an uncomfortable conversation yesterday, actually, that I didn't want to have, but I was like, I have to, because I'm dating with intention this year, that I was like,
I see. I mean, that feels so good. That feels
crazy.
Really important to this year for you, right?
Yeah.
Career, it's funny because everything, remember when we pulled, the first thing we pulled was about entertainment, and it's showing me the same card for you where I said, we're in this in-between right now. And you are right next to that in the in-between where it's sort of like, almost like these, based on the first two cards and the last two cards, it's very much like you are heading to the life of your dreams, but like, let it be a, like, enjoy the process. I almost look at this
enjoy
and I'm like,
the process.
Enjoy the process. And also, there's something, does your mom still live up in?
Yes. That's crazy. My parents do, yes.
Yeah. There's something with her that they want to talk about, but I can't tell yet. It's just like a cross there where like, do they try to get you to go back there more?
Oh, I go there. I go back every month. Which Mel always talks about. She's like, are you still moving? Like, I'm like,
oh, but you know what? Also, oh my God, this is about the relationship stuff too, because it's sort of like you're moving away from mom.
Like
the mother of your children.
Yeah, that's tight. I like that.
That's powerful.
Man,
yeah, that's
powerful.
Yeah. And so there's something in it. Like, look at all your cards. Like, the only one that's hard is like the location which you said you're moved, or this is like I said, having uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. Ooh, and the sun. And the song playing right now is Under My Skin, which to me either can be like a like sexy song, or like it can be that like having the hard conversation.
Yeah,
and maybe like passion.
Yeah.
But really this year your word, like one of your words should be like passion.
Yeah.
Because it's like following the passion always.
It's that's very interesting, because one thing I learned, the strike taught me last year that I talked before, is like trust your gut and your instinct to projects. And so you talking about passion, like now I'm doubling down on that.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe last year I might have took on some things that I was just like, I have to do it. But like now I'm like, if I'm not passionate about it, if I don't feel drawn to it, then I'm not choosing it. So
love it.
Damn you, Mel.
Anything else you want to ask specific?
He's got a lot he wants to ask.
Do you want me to look at one quick thing? I will say the only...
Yeah, go ahead, please. This is my first time, so...
Not finding... Which kind of, I feel like, keeps coming up, but it's just showing me here, like, you're going to really get more of a vision of things this year. Like, the vision is getting clearer for career, but really, like... Don't make money
the only reason. Yeah. Mm. Which
you kind of said, we kind of said with the passion, but it's literally showing me that here.
That's fire.
In a way where it's like, and it's to me, the the things I think that are really like that you're meant to do, it just feels like, or there's at least
one run to it.
Something coming in where it yep. just feels like you it won't matter. Like you'll just know you have to do it.
Yeah.
You
know? Facts. That's dope.
Should we ask the cards like if there's any particular like projects or partnerships that like Saeed should focus on?
Oh, that's funny. I was like, wait, who's the woman? I was like, oh my God, hilarious. It's Mel. Because I was about to be like, wait, who's the woman? Oh yeah, okay, this one, this mm-hmm. is good because A, it's funny. Let it reads in a way where it's like, Mel knows what the fuck's up. And like, let her be the, you need to make her more the decision maker.
Okay.
And you more the creative. Which, like when there's something yeah. that needs to be like, decided. Get a decision,
okay.
you lean on Mel.
All right.
Also, she's helping you. This is funny because this feels like it's helping you hone like really like a certain level of confidence.
Mm.
So that,
okay.
that comes up first there. Okay.
Listen to Mel more.
Yeah.
Excellent advice from the heart.
I know, Mel. I don't know. This seems a little weird. I'm not liking this anymore.
What's the, are you doing something entrepreneurial? Like on the side? I mean, I guess writing projects are, but it yeah. feels like there's something, I don't know. Is there something?
No, what's funny is I do have a side hustle of selling, like sports cards. So I do that did happen during 2020, like during COVID.
Oh my God.
So like part of my hobby is collecting sports cards and then selling them. And it's also joy because I get to kind of pick them and stuff like that.
You keep doing that.
Yeah.
That just feels
because
like,
it's just a whole nother side of my brain I'm using.
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
That's that feels good. Also, you're going to, okay, it wants me to tell me, it's funny because this isn't always like in line with your numerology, but it is showing me that there are going to be some projects that, and actually one know that it feels like it's already around you that I don't, it would be like a script you're working on that someone wants to like do, but you have a bad feeling about it. You're like, or you're just like, this isn't the right fit for like where there's something here that back to what I said before. Remember, I was like, let things like 6 months feels like there's like, I don't
waving.
Know. You get interest from you know, whatever it is. There's something already around you and it feels like you get like sort of an offer. Someone wants to do it.
Yeah.
And this is like choose wisely, which usually means like you'll get more offers or you'll get more interest. So when it doesn't feel right, go back to what you said about trusting your intuition.
Yeah,
this is like
doubling down.
Yeah. It's really like make sure, or this choose wisely can mean really going back to that, having the hard conversations. If you're like, something doesn't feel right. You're like, well, the only way I would do it like with you this way is if da, 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 da.
That's fire.
And then
that's interesting. Cause I recently did have a situation where I pitched something and they liked it, but they wanted to make a twist to it that I really didn't. And this is literally last week.
Oh,
like, I was like, let me think about that. But even in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going that route because it's so, that's interesting.
I'm getting this woman. There's something about your projects. I don't know who this is yet. So maybe you'll, but it's showing me things that you've invested in that you sort of know this is going to be like, this is important to me. And like your gut, I do get the moon, which is like trusting your gut.
Yeah.
But I get a woman, which this would either be someone on your team or someone that you know that feels very integral in helping you with
that. Oh, for sure.
So I don't know if there's someone specific you want me to ask about or like, no.
But my two execs are women though. That's what's fire though. So that's good though.
Good.
And I love them all.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Good.
Thank you so much. So that's who the woman is. That's dope.
Also, it's funny because this is like wanting to tell you, we're still the part of you, there's a clear, this is happening. And I will say this for people who are listening too, like this is a common theme that is coming up for readings a lot for me, where do you see how there's two tens here?
Yep.
And this first 10 is sort of dark where there's like been a clearing of like any sort of negative, whether it's like your negative thoughts or like things that have just been blocking you are getting cleared so that you're really in alignment. And it wants me to tell you like two things, sort of like you're close and that this is like, you don't have to worry about, it's like you're ready. It's like you're ready and, like no more big lessons. If that makes sense. So like,
I love that.
Follow. Okay. And as I say that, this is like the only time you would have lessons, because this card is like, if you got too stuck on, like if you were just like all about money, like if you make something all about, but after, it's funny for you. Whoa. And this is really close.
Her face
like
is
February,
lit up.
Like somewhere between, I want to say like February, March, like I see a creative project, like I see things like happening, but the warning is, so it feels like this next few months, I want to say like, but after February 20th, like it has to be after February 20th. And it feels like right around then, like something is coming up where you could, this is like a warning of like, don't fuck this up by like, by, you know, this would be like ego or like I was saying.
Ego is enemy.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a book I'm reading right now, actually.
Oh, look at you.
And the funny thing is, like, I have a journal and I daily write down the gratitude, which...
You should share it at the beginning.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Any other messages for Saeed?
It's so funny because your cards, do you see how so many similar ones are coming up for when you're asking about entertainment? So just very, like you're in line with that. But there is something it feels like you're going to want to give up on, or like, it just goes back to like, it's like there's a project that maybe you have to put on the back burner or something. Like you find out, like maybe it's got some like interest and you're excited about it, and then it gets forced on the back burner. And these cards are like, we told you at the beginning, no big decisions. Like this almost reads like it's not going anywhere, but let us build out you, like where you're going, and you'll come back. Like there feels like there's something that you're working on now, or that you're curious about. There's something that it's like, don't give up, but let yourself like build out and know it'll come back around.
Dang, that's fire.
It feels like that resonates.
It very much so resonates.
Because the song, and then the song playing, oh my God, I was like, why? Because the song that was playing before was Regina Spektor, Don't Leave Me. And I was like, why? What is that about? And then it all kind of clicked in. And now the song is like My Love For You, which like, it's some, like there's, there's something in this.
That's dope.
And I don't want to put timing on it. It just feels like, if it feels like it's going away, like you find out like news that you're like, and then you're just like, I'm going to like put that here and keep going and trust it'll come back.
Yeah. I mean, without getting too deep into it, but there are some big things that are supposed to happen in the next couple months that might go away, might not. So that's
okay. Good. That's so you're already like, you're ready for it. You're like, okay. I can handle it. Yeah.
I gotta be like water.
Be like water.
Oh my goodness. My first reading ever.
Yeah, right here.
Oh my gosh.
On the pod.
Thank you so much. And it's so aligned to everything that's going on also, which is, I don't even know what to say. Go ahead, Mel.
Oh my God. Wow, Saeed is not often speechless.
Definitely not.
Oh my God. Okay, well, dare I ask the cards like what projects like I should focus on, or what messages the cards might have for me?
Okay, let's see what. Let's just start. Let's do a general.
We'll just do a general.
I might have you give me. Well, hold on. Let's first just see what comes out.
Just
let's
see what comes up.
Wait, Mel, remind me your birthday, July.
August 2nd.
August 2nd. Mm-hmm. I knew you were Leo. August 2nd. But August 2nd, I mean, in the numbers for you, okay, this is interesting. Guys, I really like the patterns and I love numerology. I just, like, I read cards all the time. And for me, I like to look at people and their patterns, and there's something with the numbers that's really fascinating to me. And in this year for you is your 9 year, and the 9 year is all, and what's funny is numerology, it's 9-year phases, right? Mm. So next year will be your 1 year. But the 9 is very much, there's no 10 the way in the tarot, there's a 10. So the 9 is almost like this, like, the way I like to look at it is like a bridge. So it's like you've already left behind, like you've already like cleared out your, the 9 is really about like walking away from certain things and being able to walk away from things. Like a lot of times in the 9 years, certain friends may kind of go away or things might like, but you're willing to give up some of your old life knowing, cause now you can see where you want things to go. So a lot of times new things start coming in. Like I've seen, like last week I read someone, this dear, beautiful soul, Sarah, and her whole 9 year, she like, you know, got married, like her job shifted, like a lot happened. But then in the, her, now she's in her 1 year and it was all about like other new stuff coming. So it's like, it's very much like the new can start this year, like new things can come in. But also know that next year is a lot more. So this year, you're sort of in that, like, that, I guess what I'm saying is don't be afraid if some things are, like, letting go. Because usually there is, and everyone's like, there's things that close out. And it might just be as subtle. For me, I remember my last 9 year, like, certain friendships, I was just like, it wasn't anything, like, dramatic. But I was like, I don't feel aligned with certain people anymore. And it's weird to have to like let them,
It happens.
Okay. Well, it's ooh, look at all the ones for you. Okay, so well, and you are in your 9 year and it's showing me the ones. Oh, and the song just switched to Cornerstone.
Okay.
Which, yeah, like we're turning the corner on this like new. I have so much to say right now because I feel like maybe my message from yoga this morning for you, because I was like, am I going to talk about this on the, and it's showing me the card. And I'm like, this is hitting me in yoga. First of all, though, your craft, your creative, your like who you are as a writer, like there, it's something here that wants me to tell you, like you've really honed your voice or like your creative in a way, like, like own that a little more. And actually, things that are happening in the next few months are really showing you how, like strength is very much like your confidence, your self-worth, like your, so to me, I look at this and I'm like, your first two cards, it feels like there's a part of you that's like, what the fuck? Like there's something you've been, and this might be about some other things in your life too, that like, I don't know how much you want me to talk about, but like, it just feels like, don't be in fear.
Okay.
And
I'm
like
so much fear right now.
No, do not fear.
And
not, no.
Don't, and like just because something hasn't happened or hit the way you want it to, like stop trying to like prove it or like do it. Like you're that's why this is like you're good. And something is happening. This card is the near future. So for some people it's like the next week. Sometimes it's like I always like get like people email me and be like, you thought it was a week, but it took 2 months. Oh my God. Like, so, but there's something big that's landing to show you like this could be about, you know, like it could be in a lot of different ways. It could be something with your career. It could be something personally that you like want, but something is showing you like, look, you manifested this.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
Yeah.
You're good. And it like elevates you. So that's like, that's coming.
Okay, I need that badly. I need it bad.
you like that card.
I like that.
Also, anything that you're feeling on, so I get the uncertainty card for you. And like, this is what I'm sharing with you, which hit me in yoga, is like this idea of like, it sounds so simple and silly, but like I've been like hit in the last few years with so much uncertainty. I think a lot of us have from the pandemic, because we lost control of certain things that we couldn't make decisions the way that we can. Like we didn't have the freedom to make them. And all of a sudden we fully are past all of that. And it's like, we're like, wait, what am I doing? Why have I been in like doubting or like unsure of things? Mm-hmm. And like, what was hitting me in yoga is like, what if we just like started to just like choose and never look, because I've been finding myself like looking back and, oh my God, if I just would have done, but on the silliest things, like I should have like sat in this position in yoga. I shouldn't have sat in this part of the studio because it's cold. And I just like got up today and I lifted my mat and I was like, I'm gonna force these people to, and they moved to the other side. And I was like, that felt fucking good. Cause now I'm in the heat and like the cold isn't coming. And I was like, I just chose and I didn't question like, did I disrupt the class or should I have stayed over there because maybe this heat's too much? And it just like hit me where I was like, I've been doing that with the silliest things. Like, what if I like should have just like gone to run that errand before, like silly things where I was like, wait, the universe realigns. So if we just trust what we choose and then trust that's what I'm supposed to be in now, because I keep getting, you have like choices, like things are coming up for you to choose. And how are you dealing with the, because the indecision is, there's something that's like part of the process. Basically, it feels like if there's anything that you're, there's something about for you to like help you remember that things not being clear, or like if you're like weighing choices or decisions, like is not a bad thing, but that it's just like choose the next step, you know, and don't worry that it might not all be clear yet, how it all fits. Like there's something in all this. And I think this is tied with your personal life too. And like where you're like, okay, like what's it going to look like? Like how is this going to, what's it going to look like with my career and like where things are happening with what I want personally. And it's like, don't worry about that yet. Like just worry about like what, and know that some of the uncertainty is like just to help you choose along the way. Like again, back to this, like letting go for the new, like, like, cause the other thing, like even the girl that I was bringing up before, Sarah, like being in her 9 year, all the stuff happened and like, she wanted to get pregnant so bad. And like, you know, that all worked, you know, out for her in the 1 year. Like there's a lot that's like can get clearer. And this is like, well, back to this, like you have some good things coming like in the next few months to like get you excited. But this very much over here is like, don't like be the risk taker in your career. Like I got the same card as for Saeed, where it's like, be the entrepreneur, be the risk taker, like do the things, which I know you, you're like really good at, but it's like, let yourself shine as the risk taker. Like, it's sort of like, look at where you're, you know, it's not building the foundation the same way right now. Like I said, for you is like, you're seeing where you want to go and like everything that you want to come together. And so, these last three cards are very much like, do it without seeing it all yet. Like do it, take the risk. Which I'm sure that's the part of you that's like, what about certain projects? I'm going to just ask, like, would this be like a writing project? Like a lot? Do you have a lot? Like what, tell me what.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of different writing projects.
Okay. Let me just see if I can get anything.
Here we go. Okay. The shuffle for the writing projects.
Wait, the song just switched to Steve Winwood, Valerie. Does that align with anything? Okay, I don't know.
Amy Winehouse.
I mean, do you want to tell me any projects you want me to ask about specifically?
Or okay,
do you want
that's just, a like, good question. Now,
like, if you want to, even if you just give me an initial where you're like, ask about this one, and then I can like see into it.
Okay. Okay, I'll say one is called Lulu.
Okay.
What do I tell her about Lulu? Ooh, that card wanted to come out. Ooh, this is like return on investment. So like whatever you've already done
there,
like this is good. Do not give up on it. Oh, this is happening.
Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and your superpower, I forgot to tell you superpower, because this is up there, is like you're really good at like calling in the option or getting things started or getting things going. But literally this is one that it feels like there's going to be some things that you feel like maybe it's not. And then this is like, there's no way it's like, it reminds me of my friend Gabe, who's always like, I forget the name of his movie that came out, but like, he made me go through like 10 projects. And the one I was like, no, it is happening. There's no way it's not happening. And he was like, but that's the one that's like the least happening. And I was like, you're getting like Nicolas Cage, like whatever. And it happened.
That's
and
he was crazy.
Like, you called it. I mean, by the way, he's the one that like told me all of this, but but I did remember, I was like, there was like two that I was like convinced.
That's tight. Anyway,
you're Lulu, the cards are like, Lulu's happening.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Like, but no, I get the card before it that feels like you're like, I'm not giving up, you know, like I'm not going to give up on it. Do you want me to see if I can get like a timeline?
Okay, sure. Why not?
Be in possibility. And I'll tell you the only thing I'll say, and after that, it won't give me any more, but, be in possibility in April does feel like some sort of shift there.
I like it.
Okay. April.
I like it.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Ask
one that ask one you think isn't going. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. No, you know what? I'll ask about one that's been kicking around for a really long time.
Okay, do it.
Let's just call it family.
Okay.
And you can guess what it's about.
I know exactly which one this one is about.
What about
it's been kicking around for a very long time.
What about family? Does it include some of the frustrations of family?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I know that one.
For sure.
Okay. Well, this project was like really good for you emotionally.
Okay.
Got a lot out.
Okay. Hold on. What else about family? There's the family. Do you see how I'm getting all the family cards?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, now I feel like they're trying to talk to me about your family and your mom. Are you going to see your mom?
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go there. No. I have been requested to go.
Wow. The cards want you to go.
No, I can't.
Yes, they do.
You got
to
go
if
now.
If you want this project to go, you have to go see your mom.
Yeah, you're going to have to take one for the project team. Hop on that plane. I see the card.
Literally, like, change the way you're thinking about it. You need to see your family. Go.
Oh my God.
And because
that's
of your mom.
That's a strong message.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that because I was like, why does it say change the way you're thinking about it until you said, I'm not going. And I'm like, oh my God. That's what my reverse means.
Oh,
shit. Change the way you're looking at it. You need to go.
Shit. Okay. God, that was a message.
Sorry. So this is not about the project. This is literally like, or if it is, it's like you need to go see your mom first.
Okay.
Damn, that's interesting.
Yeah, because some healing needs to happen there first. Giving that one 6 months.
You don't want that
if
healing,
anything's
but
anything's supposed to happen with that. When would you be seeing them? Before the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cards want you to go, sorry. And it's like, it might be a little stressful, but it'll be worth it because it's helping you heal it. So they can, and the song just switched to You're So Vain. Just go, sorry. Or is that about your mom?
Wait, that's actually both of my parents. That's both of my parents.
Is it?
Narcissist. Okay. Now, does Saeed have any particular projects he'd like to ask about?
Yeah. All right. Let's ask about a book. I just say a book?
What about the book? Yeah. This is the writer, so it's like, we like what you've been, I'm assuming you've already started writing it.
Yeah.
If you haven't, then you need to be writing.
Okay.
This card has not come up the whole time, and this is very much about like really digging deep into yourself and like trusting what you know.
Okay.
And being very patient like with the process, but it feels like that writing is an important part of it. Remember I said before, more has to clear for you.
Yeah.
Like, how much have you written? Or do you just have the idea?
No, I've written a little bit, but I need to go back to it though.
Yeah.
This
was before where it's like, there's more for you to figure out around. Yeah. This wants you to really dig deep into what it is that you're writing about and like where you want to take it. I mean, this is powerful. So but he's looking at the cards and there's like a lot of like, they're like, they look scarier because it's like, but I'm saying that because I'm like, there's something very good, but there is like a shift that has it's like a pivot in what you're writing or how you're writing it that they want you to do. And then you open like, and it's weird. I almost like the book feels like, I think some other things are going to have to happen first. So to me, you're ready, but there's not even a pressure of like, you need to write a lot.
No.
It's just almost like, I look at this and I'm like, let things keep morphing and changing. Mm. And like, almost like you're not ready for what this book like does for you. You know,
that makes sense.
For it to come out. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Whoa.
That makes sense too. That makes sense too. Because, oh my goodness. Which I'm trying to fix, but yeah. Listen.
Okay. We do want to bring it back to our listeners.
Listeners.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how can we as writers, as creatives, like how can we tap into our own intuition to guide our careers?
Oh, okay. Let's see. As writers, creators.
She's pulling out a few cards.
And you have to buy my cards.
Yeah.
For sure.
100%.
It's coming.
It's so funny because this is like, the first three cards are very not at all what I would expect to pull, but it's like, it's not even about trying to tap in. It's like first clearing out the stuff that you, which is makes sense because, you know, as a tarot reader, like where I find when I'm the most clear, you know, like this morning I was like, I have to go to yoga because it opens me because I know I'm going to read cards on a Sunday, which I normally don't do. And it like clears the gunk out so that I can be the best channel. But if you think of that as like a, like as a writer, to me, writers are channels. Like whether you're writing, like you have, you're connecting into something that's helping like the words come through or creatives, like all of it, right? It's a channel. And this is like, there's a level of confidence in self that is like needing to clear, to really see more clearly, like into yourself or into your writing.
That makes sense.
Oh, weird. And the song, I don't know what this means, if it's like the 3 days of when this comes out or 3 days for us now, but the song that's playing is 3 days, which usually when that comes on, there's something happening.
Something happening in 3 days, Saeed.
So whether that's like doing it for how when this comes out or for us, I don't know.
I like that.
So maybe that means nothing to you, listener, sorry. Or maybe well, it does. It will but when watch they the next 3 days. It's funny that indecision comes up, but I really have been feeling that around like collective, like it's really a common theme for everyone I'm reading. And some people it's like the confidence and the self-doubt around relationships for some people. But it's kind of a common theme right now. I don't know if you guys notice it with like friends and like, but really the struggle of like, am I enough? Or like, am I ready for all of this? Or do I deserve all of this? And that comes up as a like, but it literally shows up in a way that it's like, as if it's like, yeah, that's clearing. We're all like, or has the capacity to in a way that's very strong. And then it's funny because, oh, this is like, yeah, this is good cards. There's a level of we're moving into the feminine, you know, with this like, and you know, out of the patriarchy, which is like not doing things, but calling them, like calling them in a way where it's sort of like, and to me, maybe that's intuition, but also as this all feels, sorry, less about the process, but as writers, creators, like getting to work on the things that you want to work on or getting them to happen so that you're sharing them in the world. That's what part of this feels like is coming through. And it's like, let it be shown to you versus you feeling like, oh, like, what do I need to write to get this deal? Or how do I like, it's sort of like, let it come to you. And maybe that's even the ideas, because there's something about that would be the other way to read this, is like not going into a project with like such certainty, but actually like using the uncertainty to be like, where is it going to take me?
Love it.
Okay, last line, let me just see if there's any last thing. I mean, and it really, because I feel like this is part of this like new paradigm too. It's just like, it really is not about, it sounds like it's like a broken record, but I mean, it's like, it's not making it about the money. It's not trying to figure out how you're building your empire versus, it's just really about like calling in and like letting it be a like looking at things as like a slow process, you know?
Love it.
Saeed, any final questions for the cards?
Nah, rare situation where I'm speechless and just thinking about my reading, pretty much.
Processing.
And how it's so on point.
Yeah.
And what, you know, I think about what I should be doing and leaning into for the next few months, which I do think our listeners need to do too, which is like, trust your gut.
That's right.
And don't it for money. Follow where the passion is, you know?
But I think even like talking about that, like I think that's part of the entertainment career shift, right? Yeah. It's sort of like, that's like the frustration in it, because it's almost like people that are making all the money and yeah. so much that aren't. Yeah. But like, it's almost like it has to swing really far before it can like come back. Yeah. And it's like super frustrating. But the way through that is like to just like be in the creative, right? Yeah. Knowing like I can't, yeah. like I'm probably not the Marvel movie or whatever, yeah. right? But like, what do I do to, oh, the song... just switched to Cats in the Cradle. Oh my God, and that's coming out. No, because I just had this whole, oh my God, it's what's that, Vonnegut, is the book?
Kurt Vonnegut?
Yeah, there's a book, and I don't even know how to connect all the pieces together, yeah. but basically it's all about when you find people uh-huh. that are your people, where it's sort of like we've lived many lifetimes. He yeah. does in that book, like I just started listening to it because I got in a conversation with the TV show writer mm-hmm. about this. And he talks about when you find that, it just creates magic, and it's almost like you barely have to do, because you're just having fun with each other, and there's like this knowing that you're meant to do something, mm-hmm. and then you just allow that thing to come through you.
That's fire.
Because did you see how my phone lit up for yes. that song? Yeah, which yeah, it is now. That. It yeah. literally screamed it at us. Like, this is so important now.
Yeah, we have to be. Like, the phone's been on battery reserve. Like, it hasn't lit up at all this whole time. No,
not at all. That's amazing. This is amazing.
And go read that book if you want more.
Go read that book. Well, yeah. we'll figure out what the book is.
Yeah.
Well, it's Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
find it out. Yeah, I'll put it in the notes.
Okay. Now, Angie, how can people work with you? Where yes. can they find you online?
I just want to promote my cards.
No, we want that too.
Because what I'm telling you this, guys, yeah. but I don't even know if I should be talking about it, but I'm planting this.
Please.
Yeah. I'm creating a game with them.
I love
that
it.
Because, and I think for writers, actually, it's like fun because it's kind of storytelling. And the idea is that you are with a group and you sort of tap in, but it can also just be like really funny stuff. The cards are going to help you like unlock and tell these stories and almost like read each other, but maybe just like in a funny way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I love that.
So okay. that's my secret. Like,
okay.
But for now, yeah, you can just go to my website, angiebanicki.com.
That's fire. we'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, okay. And definitely we'll let the world know when your cards are released. Because okay. everybody needs to get these cards. If for no other reason
they than
to get
amazing.
The card that
to get the one card most.
Well, no, wait, because Angie pulled this superpower card for Saeed, it's literally a picture of baby Saeed with like the sun shining behind him. So if no other reason, get the cards.
Get the baby
for that.
Saeed. Yes, and they the cards look amazing.
They're so beautiful.
That's why I kept staring at them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, yeah. for sure.
Yeah. Angie, this has been unlike any other episode.
It is.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Me. Yeah. Thank you for coming to
Two Writers
Talking Shit. Yes. Thank you.
Two Writers Talking Shit is an original podcast created by Melanie Mars and Saeed Crumpler. Our producer is Kayla Guest. Our audio engineer is T. Kelly.
Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you damn well please. All we ask is that you subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and give us a glowing review.
If you're not going to give us 5 stars or any glowing reviews, then why even log on? Save your rants for an open mic.
If you have any questions for us, and I do mean any, you can email us at twowriterstalkingshit@gmail.com. That's the number 2, and then writerstalkingshit@gmail.com.
See you next episode.
Bye.